Between 1910 and 1970, 6 million African Americans left the South in order to escape racial violence there. Dubbed the Great Migration, Pulitzer Prize-winning author Isabel Wilkerson reminds us that these people fled not only horrific physical violence, but, quote, human rights abuses and exclusion from voting and citizenship, end quote. An exhibit from the Maryland National Capitol Park and Planning Commission examines the Great Migration in Prince George's County, as well as migration and immigration that followed there. Dr. Dennis Doster, manager of the Commission's Black History Program, tells us more about the exhibit called Moving Out, Moving In, Moving Up.
Over 100 years ago, African Americans living in the southern United States began moving en masse to the cities of the North, West, and Upper South. Fleeing increasing racial violence, they were in search of a better life with economic, political, and social opportunities that were unavailable in the South. This movement has been labeled the Great Migration, occurring in two waves dating roughly from 1910 to 1940 and from 1940 to 1970. This migration resulted in 6 million African Americans leaving the South. In the years following 1970, a reverse migration began to take form as thousands of African Americans moved back to the South. This was accompanied by increasing Black immigration as Blacks from the Caribbean and sub-Saharan Africa immigrated to the United States. Moving Out, Moving In, Moving Up, an upcoming exhibit at Montpelier Arts Center, examines this migration and immigration from the viewpoint of Prince George's County, which borders the nation's capital. At the dawn of the 20th century, Prince George's County was largely rural with a white majority. Today, the county is the only majority-minority county in the United States and the most affluent Black county in the nation. This huge demographic shift is due to the forces of Black migration and immigration. At the turn of the 20th century, small numbers of African Americans began moving into the county. These migrants and existing Black residents began to establish new communities. Early Black migrants included William Sidney Pittman, a noted architect and son-in-law of Booker T. Washington, Henry Pinckney, a White House steward to President Theodore Roosevelt, and Thomas J. Calloway, an African-American teacher, developer, and attorney from Washington, D.C. Calloway famously worked with W.E.B. Du Bois, planning and creating the, quote, American Negro exhibit at the 1900 Paris Exposition. Despite this early migration to the county, the Black population remained in the minority until the late 1960s and 1970s, when African Americans began moving in large numbers to Prince George's County. This migration was spurred by the promise of a middle-class lifestyle, affordable housing access, and the proximity to Washington, D.C., and its educational and economic opportunities. People who migrated to Prince George's County at this time were also motivated by the desire to escape crime and other problems in urban areas, specifically D.C. By 1990, African Americans would constitute the majority in Prince George's County. This change in the county's demography laid the foundation for increased political power and the growth of Black businesses and churches in subsequent decades. And this migration was supplemented by the immigration of Blacks from throughout the African diaspora to Prince George's County, creating a diverse Black population and a rich local culture.
Moving Out, Moving In, Moving Up opens on January 21st and lasts through February 28th at Montpelier Arts Center, with a public reception on January 27th. Learn more at blackhistory.pgparks.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.